fair trade, and organic. The buzzwords that became a movement first in coffee, then in food, are now gaining a foothold in the apparel industry, thanks in part to the upstart Wisconsin company Fair Indigo. The Middleton Company's website and one retail outlet in Madison have been open for about a year now, offering shirts and pants that are organic and only made by people making a living wage, which is rare in the apparel industry, but are sharp enough to wear to the office or out at night. CEO and founder Bill Bass.
There's been a number of companies that have succeeded while treating the environment well, treating people well, Patagonia, Body Shop. I mean, there's, you know, and I think what you're running into now is you're starting to see a backlash against, you know, the big companies where you see executives making, you know, thousands of times what the people on the factory floor are making.
Those workers are on factory floors in places like Uruguay, China, Macau, India, and here in Peru, where people with disabilities like this woman make jewelry for Fair Indigo's jewelry line called Anonymous Angels.
Nobody gave me a job, but when I came to Angels Anonymous, I feel that I can do something with my life because I can work.
You see, in clothing, much of the markup you and I pay at the store is rung up by branding and marketing. By cutting those costs and doing without other luxuries, CEO Bill Bass says you can buy the same $130 cashmere sweater or $70 pair of jeans as you would at Fair Indigo's competitors, but the people making them are earning twice as much money. But Bass says he wants to make one thing clear.
We're not activists. What we're trying to do is provide people with an alternative.
Fair Indigo won't release its revenues, but according to Fair Trade Labeling Organizations International, people around the world spent a record $2.21 billion on Fair Trade certified products last year. Fair Indigo is not Fair Trade certified, as it says there are not established criteria for apparel industry certification. Fair Indigo plans to mail 1.5 million catalogs this year and more than 4 million next year. Plans are to open a second retail store either in Minneapolis or Chicago next year. Some of the audio you heard in this story was gathered by StoryBridge.tv, and you can see more about Fair Indigo at that website. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.
Thank you.